Morning Ireland, 8 minutes to eight. Let's get the business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Enterprise Ireland invested €27.6 million in 157 startups last year. That's an increase of 15% in the amount invested compared to 2023. 63 of the companies are based outside of Dublin, 45 are women-led and 25 were spun out of third-level institutions. Carol Gibbons is Enterprise Ireland's spokesperson for entrepreneurship. She joins us in studio now ahead of their Class of 2024 event today. Carol, what were you looking for when choosing these companies that you were going to invest in last year?
Good morning, Adam. Today is an important day in the calendar for Enterprise Ireland and our partners. In the Aviva Stadium this morning, we've over 600 delegates, and they are with the class of 2024, 157 startups, as you've mentioned. And those startups are a mixture of pre-seed startups, early stage, up to 100,000 invested by Enterprise Ireland, and over 90, which are our high potential startups. These are the innovative startups gaining into global markets. So looking at those companies in particular this morning and showcasing those companies to the wider partnerships that we have in terms of investors and others today in the Aviva.
What kinds of companies and what kinds of areas are there? Were there trends in terms of the types of companies you invested in last year?
Yes. So what we're seeing is we're seeing trends in terms of food and sustainability, functional foods. We're seeing trends in terms of nutrition, sustainability, circular economy. And we're seeing a lot of AI companies in particular and born AI. And maybe I just take two out of the class of 2024, Aidan Bodkin's company Style AI, for example, which is a company that is bringing more revenue back to the retail market, particularly for apparel. And this is based on an AI technology platform that looks at a person, looks at their shape, their size, etc. I know myself, anytime I do returns, it's because the size doesn't fit. So that is looking at all brands and looking at sizes of people and making sure that there are less returns, and that's her technology. And also in terms of Nexus AI in particular and David Dunn's company. And that's a company that, again, looks at an AI technology platform which is scientifically backed and based. And it's to do with performance and nutrition for athletes in particular. And that company is incredibly successful. It looks at the whole athlete. And last week, they announced a contract with the RFU for existing players and pathway players as well. And we expect to see more announcements for them. So they're the type of companies, good, strong companies.
AI is an interesting one. It's a very fast-moving space, very competitive, still questions around the use cases as well. Is it difficult to make a smart investment here and one that you're confident you'll get a return on?
I think when we look at the class themselves and we look at the technology and the deep tech, particularly in the life sciences and medical device area, I think Ireland's a great place to start a company in particular, and we've seen a lot of investment into startups over the last number of years. And we're looking at those companies that can be competitive internationally. Like when we look at our new strategy, we want to create 1,000 new startups by 2029. Those companies need to be internationally focused, have that ambition, and Enterprise Ireland supports will come around them and in enabling them look at the markets.
Well, on that, they are export-driven businesses. The picture has changed significantly in recent weeks, even certainly since some of these investments were made. How are you going to help companies navigate that new trade environment?
So it's very uncertain ahead, and really what our focus is on companies is focus what is in front of you, what you can focus in on. We're doubling down our efforts. We've stood up a new team in terms of trade and tariffs. We're working one-to-one with our companies in market in the US. We've 7 US offices. We've 34 staff on the ground. And what we say to companies, see what's in your control. Look at your contracts. Look at the detail within those contracts. Talk to your clients, talk to your customers. And in particular, look at your supply chain. Every single aspect of your supply chain, look at it, know where it's coming from, know the impacts that are there. But Enterprise Ireland has supports for companies, market diversification. 17% of Enterprise Ireland companies are in the US market. They are significant, and it is an important market for us. And 83% are in global markets.
Carol Gibbons, Enterprise Ireland spokesperson for entrepreneurship. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.